Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, it's Friday. Hey, we got lots to get to. We'll explain what's going on today with this deep state snake that's testifying today. We'll get to that. We'll get to Mayor Bloomberg has had to apologize for his ugly, dirty, filthy, disgusting, sexist remarks. We'll get to that coming up. He's actually apologized for it. We'll get to Mayor de Blasio and the homeless. Staten Island receding. We'll miss you.
Yeah, how often do you go to Staten Island?
What the hell is in Staten Island?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Let me think. I don't know. Yeah. Well, they have some nice restaurants. They have.
I'm sure they do, yeah. Yeah, so you're not going to miss them, are you?
I'm trying to think of what
Okay.
If I were to go there, where I would go. There's some place, I can't remember, you Staten Island people know, supposed to have the best cheese, prosciutto, but it's like a gourmet Italian deli. I can't remember that. There's a great pizza place. That's about it.
Okay.
We love Staten Island. Yeah. We just don't want to go there. It's too far. You know, it's not like...
It is a long way, isn't it? Yeah.
You go over that 59th Street Bridge, you're in Long Island City. It takes a second. To Staten Island, it takes for... And it's not so much your fault. It's having to get through Lower Manhattan. Yeah. You have to drive all the way through all that stuff. Anyway, this woman today is like a fancy Elizabeth Warren. She's just another Elizabeth Warren. Although she has a nicer voice, she has a more pleasant sound to her. Here's the big mistake the Democrats are making. First of all, this thing is bombing, totally bombing with the public. Ratings very low for the first day of impeachment, pretend impeachment hearings. 13 million people watched. That's not good. Michael Cohen got 16 million watching his testimony. Remember when Comey testified one day? That was 19 million. Remember the Kavanaugh hearings? That was 20 million.
Wow.
So this is 13. This is not good. This is not good. Today will be less because it's a dreary looking woman. She looks like the worst high school principal you ever had. The big mistake on the part of Democrats. You know, you hear this deep state. And some of the dopier Democrats always go, deep state? There's no deep state. What deep state? They make it sound like it's something somebody made up. It's an actual group of people, permanent government bureaucrats that don't leave. They're way down the totem pole, but they don't leave. They've been there through 5-6 administrations. They've been there 30 years. So you always hear about this deep state. Now the public is getting a look at them. And I don't think they like what they see. Those two idiots on Wednesday, the bow tie moron and the other guy, these self-righteous, self-important bureaucrats who crawl out of their cubicles and start lecturing you on what you need to do. Every CEO that ever took over, even every mayor or everything, you know, they always tell you when they come in, this some guy with a bow tie who's been there 40 years that comes in and tells you this is how it has to be done, and not realizing you were sent there to end this nonsense, straighten it out. Nothing's going well. That's why you got elected or appointed CEO. So she's another one of those sanctimonious idiot. let's just go over some of the things about her. She's the ambassador to Ukraine appointed by Obama. First, she claims, though, I've been doing this 30 years, foreign service is my career, I'm an expert. She doesn't know you get tossed out when a new president comes in? She wasn't aware of that tradition? Obama, ambassador to Ukraine, she thinks Donald Trump is going to keep her? So, I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because the president, Donald Trump, brand new to all this. Most of these guys who get elected are governors, they've been in government, they've got 40, 50 people that they want to appoint. You know, when you come from the business world, you don't have anybody. You don't have any government people you want to appoint. So you don't have anybody. So you had to leave a lot of these people there for, it takes a year or two to replace them till you find somebody. Big donors, you know, weren't begging, please send me to Ukraine. Nobody was fighting for that ambassadorship. So it took a while to find somebody. He finally did, and they got rid of her, like they should. And now she's testifying that there was an unbelievable campaign to get rid of her. She's actually testifying to this. There was some sort of campaign going on to get rid of her. She was gone the second he got elected. She knows that. It's automatic. And what campaign? He can fire anytime he wants for no reason at all.
No. It was unofficial diplomacy being done by Rudy Giuliani that cost her the job.
Yeah, well, first of all, she tested for the campaign. There was no campaign. Anytime he wants, he can just fire. Now, what are you saying? He's shy. He has to start a campaign. He's afraid to fire her. Now, that's the argument. Rudy Giuliani. There's always, and now here's the other thing. She claims she's been doing this for years and she knows how this works. Every president has private citizens, usually attorneys, going around doing this stuff for them. When she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton had one of the shadiest characters, Sidney Blumenthal, running around doing this stuff for him. You got to remember, Rudy's got a real track record of impressive stuff. This guy was mayor of New York. He cleaned up crime in New York. He was the number two deputy attorney general in the Justice Department. Cleaned the mob out of different places. Cleaned up Wall Street until a little briefly. But he's got a serious. Who the hell is she? Crime fighter.
She's the ambassador to Ukraine.
Yeah. Most of her testimony today is about how she was trying to fight corruption. She has no track record for fighting corruption. Who would put her in to fight corruption?
She did say it was corruption was a high priority of the United States government.
Well, that's the other reason to get rid of her. She has zero skill as a corruption fighter. Like, again, Rudy, if you sent this woman in 1993 to New York and said, get the mob out of the Fulton Fish Market, get the mob out of Hunts Point, clean up the crime, you think this woman could have done it?
I don't think so.
Who would she have as her police commissioner? She'd point the guy with the bow tie, that idiot. These two bureaucrats. Can you imagine them trying to clean up corruption? I mean, look at this woman. You're going to count on her to clean up corruption? Again, love or hate Rudy, you might not like his tone, you might not like his manner, he's got a real serious track record of amazing accomplishments in the field of cleaning up corruption. So I'm not listening to her about this. And then let me just tell you some things about this woman. You know that she set up an operation to do surveillance on media figures. Lou Dobbs was on the list. Ooh. Sean Hannity. She set up an operation. It's being investigated. She set up an operation to monitor these people. Now, I don't know if that's illegal, but it certainly qualifies you for a mental institution. Put on Lou Dobbs every night at 7 o'clock. He'll tell you exactly what he thinks. He's not hiding anything. Sean Hannity, does he seem like he's hiding his views or something?
No. Pretty clear how he thinks.
Also, these are two guys who don't do much of anything that requires any surveillance. They do their show and they go home. Follow me around if you want to see something.
That's right.
I mean, what do these two guys do? So she had what ambassador who's over in the Ukraine has an operation to monitor Lou Dobbs and Sean Hannity? There's a whole list of people she was monitoring. What the hell was that all about?
Exactly.
So she's a bit of a nut. She's a bit of a kook. What causes this? It's like the bow tie idiot. These are these self-important bureaucrats. You know, you let them out of their cubicle for one day, and they start lecturing you and preaching. And you look at these people, sanctimonious idiots telling you how it has to be done. Who the hell are they? So I think the Democrats have made a big mistake. This is going to... First, they've done two things with this impeachment. They've dramatically increased donations to the Trump campaign. It's now record-breaking. He's on track to take in $1.5 billion. That'll be the most in history. Also, Trump going up in the polls. And also, if you keep this up, keep showing people what these deep state creatures look like, it's going to make them just want Donald Trump even more. Because you realize if Biden or somebody like that gets in, they'll hand everything back over to these idiots. Would you really want guy running your foreign policy?
I don't even know what he does.
What he does, they sit in their cubicles, and in these other countries, they have these bow tie idiots. Other countries have lifetime bureaucrats, and the bureaucrats talk to the bureaucrats, and they sign incredible agreements that do nothing. Remember, that's how you get the Iran agreement. John Kerry, a bumbling Secretary of State, he went around and rode his bicycle and let them do it. Our bureaucrats with their bureaucrats, and go read that Iran agreement. It is the silliest waste of time. It says absolutely nothing. Kerry never read it. Obama never read it. It's just, that's what you get when bureaucrats do it. It's a 7,000-page thing that says nothing, accomplishes nothing. So, I don't know. You're a news director. Would you watch this?
Well, it's a little boring. I've been trying to watch this one. She's got nothing to add. I mean, she was gone before this so-called phone call.
Yeah.
And so the only thing she's going to testify to is that she was forced out by Rudy Giuliani.
She was forced out by the voters in 2016 when they put in a new president. That's the end of her. The problem is he didn't. Same thing with Comey. He didn't. He should have fired everybody the first day. He let them stay a year. Then it looked like they got fired for something. They were automatically fired when the
when the
White House changed hands. So, but I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. And now there's a federal probe of Rudy Giuliani. We must look into him for what?
Well, he did associate with some kind of sleazy characters over there.
Yeah, unlike the Democratic donors, unlike who was the guy that paid for Obama's house? Remember that guy in Chicago? That sleazy character?
No,
nobody remembers this. This is because the fake news ignores this. Tony Revsco.
Yeah, when
Obama was running, he needed to buy a house, so some sleazy character bought him a house and handed it to him. And there were all kinds of those things going on with Obama. Had plenty of sleazy characters. The all-time record, of course, the Clintons. by the way, Bill Clinton has offered advice. He called in to CNN yesterday.
Yeah.
Called in. His advice for President Trump, concentrate on your job. Just do your work and just ignore this. Concentrate on your job. Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, he didn't have a war room with Stephanopoulos and Carville going after dirt on everybody.
Well, he actually did try to kind of continue the government. I mean, he may have had that war room, but, you know.
Yeah, 5 minutes on government, 6 hours in the war room. You find some dirt on those people. I'm telling you, there's something there. So, remember, they would go, who's the impeachment? I'm trying to remember.
The lead guy?
Yeah. It was Sam Ervin in Watergate. I think it was Howell Heflin. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Another big, goofy Southern guy. So I guarantee you that Clinton war room was trying to dig up dirt on Howell Heflin and all those people. So big rally last night. Great Trump rally.
Their schemes are already unraveling. You saw yesterday. How about when they asked these two never-Trumpers, what exactly... do you think you impeach him for? And they stood there and went like, what? But they're unraveling, and their sinister plans will fail. They've already failed, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. He's right. That was the whole... There were two telling moments the first day. One, when they said, have you ever even met Donald Trump? No. And then when Ratcliffe said, is there anything you've seen that you even think would be impeachable? And both of them just sat there, couldn't answer.
Yeah, we're just here to present facts.
Yeah, that's it all. But this was a big rally last night.
The American people are fed up with Democrat lies, hoaxes, slander.
It is a bunch of nonsense. Look at that Russia hoax and now this Ukraine mess.
First, Democrats engineered the Russia hoax, the most egregious fraud ever foisted upon the American people, the Russian hoax.
And now the Ukraine hoax. Let's see if we can guess what the next one will be. What do you think the next one will be?
You think they're going to give up after this one fails?
I thought that after the Russia hoax. What's the next one?
Oh, the taxes.
Nah, it's a little one. That's just a court battle. That'll go nowhere. No, they'll come up with a major hoax. There's nothing in the tax forms. They've already been audited. The Obama administration audited those tax forms. Believe me, they looked carefully. That Obama administration was thorough in that audit. So what would it be? I don't know. Maybe they'll try a China hoax next. That'd be a good one. You know, try another part of the world. China hoax. Has anybody asked any of these witnesses why when Obama was president and Russia came in and took part of the Ukraine, just took over Crimea, Obama did nothing? And even after that, didn't give him any weapons. He just sent blankets. So where was the defense of Ukraine during the Obama years? Has anybody asked any of these witnesses? This idiot ambassador who said claims she's the world expert on Ukraine. And she was from the Obama administration. Why didn't they ask her? How come you didn't do anything when Russia came in and seized part of the Ukraine? Why didn't you even give them weapons or do something to help them? No one's asked that.
Well, maybe the Republicans will when they get their chance.
Yeah, that's... Probably ran out of time. You know, it's only 12 hours. Enough time for every little question. Hey, you see Kellyanne Conway take on Wolf Blitzer?
That was good.
That was pretty good. Now, we'll get to Michael Bloomberg. The former mayor, before he was mayor, ran the Bloomberg Company. And in the 90s, before he was mayor, they put out a book called The Wit and Wisdom of Michael Bloomberg. It's more like a pamphlet. have you been around him a lot? You ever hear anything witty and wisdom?
No, not really.
You ever go around quoting any of the witty things of Michael Bloomberg? I don't think so. But there was some dirty, ugly, sexist stuff in there.
Oh, boy.
He's apologized. Well, we'll get to that coming up. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of good stuff up there. So the Trump campaign has put out a great commercial. This is about the impeachment, the fake impeachment. Watch this commercial. Hey, also, this is interesting. Take a look back. This is the Clinton impeachment trial. Look at some of the people in it. Look how young they look. There's Lindsey Graham and a lot of people you'll recognize. Also, what is the biggest TV you can buy at home? 75 inches? 100 inches? Nope. Keep going. Look at this. Brand new. The biggest TV you can put in your house. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Here is Mark Simone.
On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Yeah, Mayor Bloomberg, before he was mayor, Bloomberg Inc. And that, you know, those times they were on fire. Those Bloomberg terminals, there was nothing like them. Remember, this was like the, it was really one of the greatest tech companies before you had these great tech companies. That Bloomberg terminal, way ahead of its time. It was on every desk. It was like $20,000 a month for each terminal. Every trader, broker, everybody had it. It had all the financial information in it. But in the company, a book was put out. The Portable Bloomberg. The Wit and Wisdom of Michael Bloomberg. That's a very short book, but some of the stuff in there, very sexist things. I can't read some of them. They're too filthy. The Bloomberg terminal could do everything except... I can't go into this. It has something to do with oral sex here. Bloomberg said, I guess that'll put a lot of you girls out of business. Hey, here's another one. If women wanted to be appreciated for their brains, they'd go to the library instead of Bloomingdale's. There's a whole bunch of these. Now, this is 1990. I don't know that you could even get away with that. Even back then, that was pretty bad. There's a whole bunch of these. So he has put out an apology. Probably a big mistake, very un-Trump-like. He's apologized. He acknowledges he was boorish and there were sexist comments about women. He says, spokesman says, Mike has come to see that some of what he said is disrespectful and wrong. All right. Forget him. He's got no chance as a candidate, no chance for the nomination. He's already bumbling around here. Let's go to Louie in the Bronx. Hey, Louie.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? Great
Good.
Show.
Thanks.
You know, Donald Trump, he's exposed all the mold and the rot and the dead wood that the government is at this point in time. But you know what they are? They're nothing but a bunch of groupies, mooches, and Klingons. That's all these government states, the deep state is.
Yeah. You know, you got to realize, you know, you go in the post office and they won't help you and they just kind of glare at you and they're not really doing much. And you go in the DMV and the line is 4 hours long or the passport off. You know, it's just government, permanent employees that can't be fired. You know, it's just not. Well, you got to realize there's a fancy version of this. These deep state idiots that work in the State Department, the guy with the bow tie, this boring woman here. These are bureaucrats. They've been there 30, 40 years. They can't be fired. They're these State Department, the bow tie idiot and the other guy, they're permanent jobs. They can't be fired. And you should see the way these jobs work. It's like 30 weeks a year. It's not like they work, you know, they make it sound like they're underpaid, but considering the hours, the, what they actually do, the job security, they're not that underpaid. So this is the deep state. These people, these bureaucrats who sit in their cubicles, but they really think because they've been there 30 years, 40 years. You know, these the two on Wednesday, the way they said, I've served six presidents. I've been here 47 years. And then the other one, I've served nine presidents. I've been here 82 years. You're not supposed to be there that long. Leave. Go do something else. So they get this arrogance. You know, when you come in, Joe Bartlett, you know, it's like that at every radio station. When a new company comes in, a new guy takes over. You got guys that have been there for a million years. You know, there's always that old chief engineer. That guy's been there 50 years.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
50 years. You know, I'm not talking about any one guy. There's like 40 of these. That chief engineer has been there 1,000 years. You're the new owner. You're the new CEO. He doesn't want to hear what you have to say. First of all, talk fast. He's got a union meeting coming up. And he'll tell you how it's done.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And then next week he's gone. He'll bring in a new, younger, better guy who's more up to date on things. So Yeah, that's what these guys don't realize. You know, it's one thing, and you get an Obama or a Biden, yeah, they're lifetime public service. You know, they'll you get Biden in, he'll just go back to sleep and let the bow tie guy run things and let this woman run things. So that's the way they do things. But you get a moving CEO who's on the move like Donald Trump, he's going to come in and shake things up. The other thing about this woman, she spends 20 minutes explaining to you that she is the world's expert on foreign service, that she has done this for decades. Nobody knows more about foreign service. She goes on and on and on. Then she tells you she had no idea you get fired when a new president comes in, that they switch ambassadors. She never heard of this. She didn't know this. I don't even work in government. I know when a new president comes in, there's new ambassadors. Why do you think a lot of those people are given $10 million? They want to be an ambassador because they know when a new president comes in, all new ambassadors. She had no idea that she might be replaced. Anyway, let's take a call or two. Let's go to Frankie. Is this Frankie Pace?
Yeah, how you doing, Mark?
This is a legendary comedian, Frankie Pace.
Oh, my God, that guy with the bow tie. I want to throw spitballs at that guy. What's wrong with him?
He is. Now, Frankie Pace, what are you doing? You've been in a lot of TV shows, nightclubs, movies, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, doing my thing. I'm still getting on the road, trying to make people laugh, tell jokes, you know, same stuff. I got attacked by 30 turkeys yesterday.
What happened?
They'll, you know, they start to surround you, and then their feathers go up in the air, and then I'm saying, hey, I'm like 73. Why are you bothering me? Then I realized I got a chicken neck or a turkey neck, and they thought I was their leader, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
You got to leave that one out of the act.
No, he's got a very good act. He's been doing this for many, many years. Let's. actually, coming up now, let's go to Lou. Lou, what do you want to say?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good.
You know, Mark, last night my wife came home, and she didn't hear about that shooting in California. So I turned on the major networks, and it was like the third or fourth story. It's amazing.
Yeah, no time for shootings right now. No time for shooting. We don't have time for shootings. No shootings. This is, we're at war trying to get rid of the president. No time for shooting. You notice how for a year they told you the number one issue is guns and shootings. This is all they care about. They cry. Remember Chuck Schumer crying? This is all they care about is guns and shooting. Impeachment. Forget about that shooting. The new ABC, CBS. Put that at the end of the news. Stick it in later. That's all they're worried about is impeachment. Hey, have you seen Chuck Schumer in the last couple of days?
No.
He wants nothing to do with this impeachment.
Uh-huh.
He's been there a long time. He knows this is going no place and will bomb and backfire. This is all bomb, no shell. He is hiding from this. Notice you don't see him anywhere. He's not commenting. He's not doing it. He's staying away. When we come back, we'll go to the number one legal analyst of all, Greg Jarrett, coming up next.
It's the Mark Simone Show.
Mr. New York.
On 710 WOR.
Hey, Greg Jarrett is the best legal analyst in the world. Now, he's got a new book out. It's a big bestseller. The president has tweeted about it. It's a number one bestseller. It's called Witch Hunt. Make sure you get the book by Greg Jarrett, Witch Hunt. It is must reading. And just go to gregjarrett.com. You can get his first book, The Russia Hoax 2. Greg Jarrett, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well, Mark. Great to be with you.
Hey, this is Maria Yovanovitch. I don't know. You know, this whole story about there were rumors and then people pushed me out and I got fired. Hey, you're on TV. That's everybody on TV all the time.
Well, apparently Yovanovitch thinks she's entitled to have her job, which is not true. You know, I recall vividly when Barack Obama, the day of his inauguration, fired every politically appointed ambassador. But Yovanovitch seems to think that, I get to keep my job, don't I? And she seems aggrieved that she got fired. Welcome to the real world. This is the problem with these self-absorbed, self-important diplomats. And just a few moments ago, she said, Ukraine is the most important relationship the United States has. Oh, my God. You know, these people have no sense of reality. They think they're the center of the universe. Their job as ambassador to Ukraine is higher than the president of the United States. It's ludicrous.
You know, she keeps talking about corruption fighting. You know, nobody has a better record at that than Rudy Giuliani, cleaning the mob out of places, cleaning up New York. I mean, he's a corruption fighter. What track record does she have at that?
She would know corruption if it slapped her in the face. You know, she's just part of the chattering class of diplomats that traffic in hearsay, rumor, innuendo. She's not even a real fact witness in this case. I'll give you an example. A few minutes ago, you know, the counsel for Democrats asked her opinion of the Trump-Zelensky conversation, putting the transcript up on the big screen so everybody can read it. Why is her opinion remotely relevant or material? She was fired months before that conversation. I mean, I'm happy to appear as a witness to offer my opinion of that conversation as well. And in fact, I suggest it's far superior to hers.
Yeah. Hey, Greg Jarrett's new book is excellent. Highly recommended. It's called Witch Hunt. Get the book. Everybody keeps saying, where's this IG report? Where's the other IG report? Where's Durham? Is this ever coming?
You know, I think the volume of this, so many pages, probably in excess of 500 pages, has complicated matters, because even though 3 weeks ago the IG notified Congress we're completed with this, the declassification is done, the comment period that, you know, under law, people who are named in the report have a chance to comment. So it's a laborious process. They have to come into the IG's office. They have to sit down and read it. Then they confer with the counsel. They offer their comments, which is usually put in an appendix. And so, you know, it apparently has been very time-consuming. We learned this morning from the IG that the comment period is going to consume much of next week. So, I, you know, Mark, maybe before Thanksgiving, who knows?
Which year?
Yeah.
All right. I hear this all the time. You must hear this.
I am optimistic, though, that this will be damning evidence of corruption.
All right. But I hear it. You must really hear it. People say to me all the time, that nobody's going to get indicted. Nobody will ever get indicted over this.
You know, I think I'm willing to bet all the money in my wallet, which ain't a lot right now, but that there will be criminal referrals sent over to John Durham, who is now in charge at the Department of Justice, and I think he'll present the evidence in front of a grand jury. So there may eventually be indictments. I would just counsel patience. The wheels of justice turn slowly.
All right. If you want to know all the details, get the book, Witch Hunt by Greg Jarrett, a great book. And get the first book, Russia Hoax. So when you did Russia Hoax, I said, well, that's it. There's no more books. Then Witch Hunt, great book. And then I said, well, there's nothing you could... Well, I assume you're at work now on the Ukrainian hoax.
It's tempting, I will tell you. No, I need a break. You know, two books in 2 years. I need a vacation more than anything else.
Yeah. Hey, this fight over Donald Trump's taxes going to the Supreme Court. The Obama administration audited the taxes. I would assume they're thorough. What is the point of all this?
Oh, to dig dirt on Donald Trump, anything and everything. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether the Supreme Court gives the go-ahead, the permission for a local prosecutor to investigate the president. And if they do, I think this sets an incredibly bad standard and precedent, because, you know, the shoe will eventually be on the other foot, you know, that we'll have a Democratic president. Will we start allowing local prosecutors everywhere to investigate? This is quite a chilling effect if anybody's thinking about running for president.
Yeah. So the Biden investigation, do you think people watching this at the end will just say, you know what, maybe we really should have looked into that Biden stuff?
I do. You know, talk about quid pro quos. You know, this is the billboard of quid pro quos. You know, a guy demanding the firing of a prosecutor and threatening to withhold $1 billion of taxpayer money. And it turns out now there is evidence, substantial evidence, that he did it to protect his son. In my mind, that's a violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. and there needs to be a Department of Justice
investigation. Now, Del, you know, there's fake news anchors will keep saying there's no evidence of wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. But put that aside, there's evidence that if the company investigated, they wouldn't keep paying the kid a fortune. So it was to keep the money flowing that Biden would have done that.
Well, there are documents now that show Burisma officials went running to the State Department to try to get this investigation of Burisma shut down, and they were throwing around the name of Hunter Biden. That was the whole reason why they were paying him $83,000 a month to provide protection so that they could shut down investigations by leveraging the fact that, oh, on our board, we have the Vice President of the United States' son. You can't touch us. You know, Hunter Biden was a dupe, and he was greedy. He knew what he was doing was wrong, and now he said, well, I didn't do anything wrong, but I'll stop doing it.
Well, is it illegal to be a bag man?
No, and unfortunately, you know, there should be a law against you know, the relatives of public officials leveraging and profiting off of, you know, their name.
Yeah.
But there isn't. And at the very least, there ought to be ethical rules and an accounting. And, you know, Biden knew that his son, you know, was doing this. He didn't care. Others in the State Department especially were deeply worried about Hunter Biden, what he was doing, but they feared confronting Joe Biden about it. that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Well, watch Greg Jarrett. You can see him all over the Fox News Channel, the Fox Business Network. But also, most important, get the book, Witch Hunt. It's a great book. I'm sure you read the Russia hoax. Witch Hunt's a number one bestseller. The president has tweeted about it. Great book, Witch Hunt by Greg Jarrett. You can go to gregjarrett.com and see everything there. And Greg Jarrett, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mark, it's always great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Take care. All right, everybody, check out the webpage. We've got some great stuff up there. Hey, the Clinton impeachment. Now, this is years ago, but take a look at some video from it. Look at some of the people. You'll recognize young Lindsey Graham and all these faces in the Clinton impeachment trial. Also, the president has put out an ad, a campaign ad, based on this impeachment hoax. Take a look at it. It's a really good ad. Also, what's the biggest TV screen you could have at home now? The biggest TV you could buy for your house, for your living room. Take a look. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.